guys, let's start talking about fucking songs. Let's get to it, Brent. Let's get to it.
Well, I sent you guys a list, and I don't know where it is anymore.
I got it. I actually took a screenshot. That's how much I care about this very here podcast.
That you're willing to take suggestion that I said.
Yeah.
This is from the Philadelphia Inquirer.
First off, don't act like you're going out of your way when you're getting all this shit for the Bob and Tom show, and we're getting the things that are rejected or not used.
No, that was used. It's just we can talk about a topic.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm the only one on this show that does any work as far as suggesting topics.
And I'm sorry if you're correct.
I have a topic.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
I killed the mayor.
Shut up. We're doing this. No, we do have to talk because this is a continuation from the Patreon. Ryan, at our show where I let you headline for me.
Congratulations.
Very nice of me. Yes.
We did a show. I picked you up from the airport.
Wow.
Thursday night killed the mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I sure did.
This has been a big cliffhanger from the Patreon episode. And those of us who were not at the show or give a shit about either one of your shows, tell us exactly what happened.
Well. Sorry, I'm trying to pull up this. The ad blocker doesn't like that link.
Well.
Brent and I, like I said, Brent let me headline for him.
Mm-hmm.
It was very nice of him. Did Purdue Fort Wayne University.
Fort Wayne University. Wait, it's called Purdue Fort Wayne?
Purdue Fort Wayne,
It's a campus of Purdue in Fort Wayne, like UCLA.
It's less Boilermakers than usual.
Yeah, they're the
Mastodons. That's a great mascot, by the way. Yeah. It's a good sounding name.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool looking thing. It's just too bad they're extinct. But they've been toying around with bringing them back when they found remains.
Why not? I think make things even scarier for people. Fuck it.
Yeah, why just let them run around?
Yeah.
So doing the show. Brent does adequately, which is the best he could do. So he crushed for him by his standards.
It was like a 6 out of 10, which is I peak at 6. So really, that was a 10 out of 10 for me.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Brent peaks at 6 inches. So Ryan, you were continuing.
Right. That's flaccid.
Yeah, I also peak anytime I see 6 inches.
That's actually width. We're talking about width, I believe.
Take a little peek.
I'm also 6 hard somehow. It just kind of inflates.
It just...
What do you want? A snake? You want a sword? What do you want?
Your baseball bat? I'm doing my set, which for me was pretty average, but for most normal comedians, it's like a 10 out of 10. So,
yeah.
You know, whatever. So I've been doing a joke, and I'll do like the Cliff Notes version of it because it's one of the stuff I'm working on.
I know.
Talking about how like you just kind of handle your child shitting all the time and it doesn't bother you weirdly.
Women be shopping.
That's what they do, be shooing.
Yeah.
That is track 1 or 2 of my album, Mr. Turkey, is called Women Be Shopping.
Women Be Shopping. I can check for you if you'd like.
I just found a copy in an old backpack.
Track two.
You could tell it did well when I just find random copies of my own album around my house. It's
just floating around, holding tables level and things like that. So it's a joke about how it's weird that like cleaning up another human shit is disgusting, but somehow when it's your baby, you're just like, oh, you old rascal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell this in every city. So this was not because I was in Fort Wayne. Literally every city I'm in, I mentioned something like, you know, last week my wife called me when I was on the road and said my son had a blowout to the neck. And like, that's horrifying. But we were just like, that's my boy, you know? There's no other person I would do that for. If my wife called me and told me she had a blowout to the neck, guess what? I'm canceling my flight home and I'm becoming the new mayor of insert town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
I happen to be in Fort Wayne. So I said, oh yeah, you know, if that happens, I'm canceling my flight. I'm changing my name. I'm the mayor of Fort Wayne now.
Sure.
Unbeknownst to me, The mayor that very morning was checked into hospice with like stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
What? Wait.
And literally died during my show.
Stop it.
So there's no way for, like, number one, what sane comedian would look up, like, oh, I mentioned the mayor. I should probably check to see if they're dying of cancer before I get to this gig. Like, no one would ever check that.
Or you saw that they died, so then you're going to somehow make a joke out of it.
Here's the joke I'm going to do. But yeah, apparently, like, during my set, the mayor died. Like, they announced that the mayor died, which I'm in the middle of my set. I'm clearly not scrolling through Fort Wayne news.
Yeah.
While I'm telling dick jokes. So a couple people who knew kind of like groaned and told me later, and I'm like, why would I know that?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Also, that. The rest of your show and comedy would not lead me to think that you would crack wise on the dead mayor.
On the dead mayor, like freshly dead mayor. now Brent's freshly dead mom, sure, we'll make some jokes.
Even right? My brother, jokes are stale at this point.
Yeah,
but the whole entire audience yelled at Ryan, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. It's only the second time that's ever happened to me, like some kind of reaction like that. And the audience, they didn't even know because they're second. Watching the show.
What the hell was the first?
The other time that happened was actually AGT. And luckily it happened during rehearsal and not the actual show.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing a joke. It was for the semifinals at AGT about my friends getting mad at me because I don't want to learn to swim. So they come up with nightmare scenarios where swimming would be necessary to try to convince me to take swimming lessons. Mm. And the example they would do is like, oh, if you're on a boat, what happens if the boat sinks? And I was like, well, I'll drown. And if I'm on a boat, that means I was kidnapped because that's not a fun activity for me. So I'm glad the boat's sinking. I hope they all die. That day, there was I don't know if it was a national news story, but at least in California, it was a pretty big story. There was like some like random boat accident where 37 people died in a boat fire. They got like trapped on a boat like that morning. And again, I don't know that. I'm preparing for one of the biggest shows of my entire life. I'm not watching the local news of California. I tell that joke during the, you know, you do a run through of your set that morning before the live show, and all the crew went like, oh,
cut.
Yeah, basically. Cut. And I was like, what happened? Like, what was that about? And they're like, oh, this happened. I was like, well, I didn't fucking know that. Of course. Yeah. Like, why would I know that again? Apparently I kill people with my jokes. Literally.
It's your biggest show of your life. And let me go ahead and whip out some new material. That also just so happens to make that as fun as 37 people that died.
Yeah, died in a fire.
A boat fire, nonetheless.
A boat fire, no less. Yeah, so literally that night I had to do a brand new version of that joke that I'd never said out loud before.
I changed
it to something like, well, what happens if you're out fishing and you fall out of the boat? And what are you going to do then? Like, I'll drown. And like, why would I go fish? You could buy fish. Like, it's a much weaker version and less strong version of that joke. But I was like, I got to do something. I can't. They're not going to let me rewrite my entire 2.5 minute set right now.
And that's the difference between third and first.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that was where I had to be saved by the Duncan save, was because of that fucking fish joke.
Did you get saved by the Duncan save?
I did. Yeah, I was one of the on the cusp of being eliminated, and I got voted into the finals from the fine people at home voted me through with the Duncan save.
The Duncan save, y'all.
That reminds me of an idea that I've always wanted to do, and I don't know that it would even play as good as when I wanted to do it. So Obama was president, much to everybody's chagrin. No,
thanks, Obama.
And I do a character on stage sometimes called Coney Danza. I wear a hot dog suit. It's all hot dog puns.
Yeah, no, we had to sit through it on your goddamn YouTube show, Brent. We remember. Yeah,
and people, when they come to a show after the fact, they say, we love the hot dog. I've done other stuff after that. They're like, we like the hot dog. But I always thought it would be funny if I was on stage doing Coney Danza, and then the manager of the club comes up to me and hands me a note. And then I, like, pull the hot dog, like thing. My face is in the hole, and then I pull it down so it's just me, and I break character, and I have to announce to the audience that the president has just been shot. Now it would be different. It's only funny to me and the people that would be filming, because then we'd let everybody in on the joke.
Yeah,
but it just for me to break character as a hot dog that does puns, then to announce that the president has been shot.
Yeah, there's a Simpsons bit that's kind of like that.
Oh, that's probably where I got it from.
Yeah, where Krusty needs to like do something. So like, I just play an old rerun. No one will even know what's going on. And they play the rerun. It's like, kids, breaking news: the Falkland Islands have just been invaded. So it's him like with a map pointing at the
yeah, something that's very time stamped.
Yes.
Also, we have to point out that a former mayor of Fort Wayne, Indiana, and this is what I did get from Bob and Tom a long time ago, Johnny. Okay. And I just checked. I'm allowed to talk about it on this show too. The former mayor, born November 16th, 1886, and died May 9th, 1954. Harry William Balls. So his name was Harry Balls.
I mean, it's not quite as good as literally anybody else, the guy running for president. I do like that much more.
No, but I'm just saying the guy, his shoot name, Johnny, was Harry Balls.
That's his shoot name? No way.
That was his real name, Harry Balls.
Harold Balls.
What? Parents say, let's, his last name's Balls, which I assume was a term back in the Civil War, you know, said, let's name him Harold. You know how people shorten that to Harry. He's not going to catch any guff his whole life.
I mean, Harold Balls.
I mean, there's some really, like, some of the names like that, the parents have to be in on it, right? Like,
yeah,
like there's no way there's a professional race driver named Dick Trickle that would like that the parents were like, you know, it'd be really funny. Yeah.
And his name's not even Richard. They named him Dick. No, yeah. I don't know Dick that to be true, Trick. But
I think it is to me. Dick, but he went by Dick. He could have went by Richard.
Yeah, that's Dick true. Trickle.
Richard Trickle sounds very professional. Dick Trickle sounds,
I just got diagnosed with Dick Trickle last week.
Yeah, it sounds like you need to see a professional.
Dick Trickle sounds like the guy that's always at the community center no matter what time you go to work out.
How you doing, Dick Trickle? He introduces himself and tells you that he does cabinets for a living or something.
Oh, yeah, that's got Dick Trickle. Dick Trickle RVs.
Bob Vance. Yeah, Dick Trickle Refrigeration.
Yeah.
Wait, if I recall correctly, Bob Vance is a local Indiana guy. Is that
no.
That's Tom Raper.
Tom Raper. Still Bob, a business.
Yeah, Bob Vance is
from The Office.
From The Office.
Who is Bob Vance?
It's Phyllis's husband, Bob Vance, Vance Refrigeration.
He always says that because he knows they're filming for a TV show.
Yeah,
he's forgot about that.
Yeah, he's in, and they're in the same building that they rent for.
Yeah,
Tom. Yeah, producer Ann and I have we have no idea why this is the funniest thing in the world to us, but we've come up with you know, like basically make like the all those commercials for auto dealerships where they always say that, you know, it's like Tom Raper, Raper RV or whatever.
Yeah.
And the one we always use is Fart Dodge from Fart Dodge.
Man, this thing, if you put the pedal to the metal, she'll fart like a turd.
Yeah, fart like a turd.
That was the thing that we kept saying on our little road trip, Johnny, was, man, she'll fart like a turd.
Man, wow. See the shitter on that critter, but she farts like a turd.
You well, could use it for almost anything.
Speaking of farting like turd, you guys had a show together. So the people want to know, how terrible was it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, it was Johnny LaQuasto.
So sold out, people
hanging from the
more
rafters, brother.
Yeah, yep. Literally hanging themselves from the rafters.
They said that's how you make merch money, is you sell rope before the show.
Hey, you buy this rope right now before the show, you could use it at any time. No limit.
No outside rope, lady. Hey. Hey. Give me your shoestrings.
Yeah, most comics make you drop your cell phone. I make you drop your shoestrings.
I make you drop your trousers because I'm that good at comedy.
This was, and Ryan, I think you're more familiar with this type of stuff. I've had it, you know, occasionally, but you go to a show and it's everything is too nice. Yes. It was in a big theater, 700 seat theater, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. We've done like auditoriums where it's clearly there were better days for this theater. Yeah, this was super nice. Oh, yeah.
This building was built in 1806 and it's haunted.
Yeah. It's leaking there, and there. Yeah. This was like where the symphony would play. And then like the green room, there was a green room and two dressing rooms, one of which Ryan had his name on with the star, and the other I didn't even go into. But I was told that I didn't have a star on that one.
You had to share the green room with the widow of a former performer's ghost.
Bertha. Yeah. She plays the tuba.
Bertha Balls.
wife of Harry. Harry. Yeah. So wait, how many people could sit in this hog?
I think they told me it can do like 1,100.
And how many dozens did you have there?
12 people were there.
Twelve dozen.
Yeah. Now, what they said, I don't think everyone showed up because it's college kids and, you know, whatever. And it was a free show, but they told me they distributed 800 tickets.
And how many do you think were there?
I would say 4 to 5. Like, it was pretty packed.
That's kind of like, it's almost like a cruise ship. A lot of the theaters in the cruise ships, the theaters seat about 1,000. And it's normal to have about half that at one of your shows.
1,000 for all of you stupid SOBs listening. That means 1,000 in the business. All right, that's like 1,000 people.
Yeah,
2,000.
Yeah,
which so, that's 2,000.
Was it a 2-person show or what happened?
Yeah, just these two handsome fucks right here.
Mm-hmm.
So Brent did 60 up front, and Ryan finished with a strong 10.
With a strong 10 of puppetry.
Yeah.
Shadow puppetry.
Puppetry of the penis. Yes.
Yeah.
Shadow puppetry of the penis.
Trust me, it's a penis doing this.
That is a real show, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%.
I've never seen 6 inches soft and hard in the same show.
Brent did 30. I think I did like 60. Really good show.
And then,
I seemed to enjoy it.
You guys sold a lot of rope.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, some people, it was, you know, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Some people were just using it as a belt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, Brent, tell me, did Ryan lowball you? I bet he did.
Oh, yeah. And I'm still waiting on,
hasn't been paid
send
yet.
Me the money.
Yeah, definitely hasn't been paid yet. It's coming. Don't worry. I got to clear out a couple things with the sponsors. The investors. But don't worry. I'm good for it.
It was cheaper to not pay the motherfucker than to pay him.
It was cheaper to ruin a 15-year friendship than pay him his fee.
Yeah, I got one over on my good friend.
Yeah, you just got Mike Gardner'd, motherfucker.
That's a shoot.
It was cheaper to buy it than to run.
Yeah, but it was a fun show. It was a fun little show.
Question: did you have to work super clean because it was a college, or they had no rules on the gimmick?
This was Outback Steakhouse, baby.
Yeah,
no rules.
I'm blooming. No, they told me PG-13 and maybe a little more.
Not bad.
Because I asked them ahead of time and. Like that's how most of these work with colleges. A lot of times they'll be like, you know, because someone from the whatever might be here, try to keep it as clean as possible. But he was just like, man, they're college kids. They're probably going to have a fucking orgy right after the show. Like, they're doing and saying far worse than me saying fuck once.
They're watching on their phone right now. Worse. Than what you're saying right there up on
stage.
Words
garbage. But like, you know, it wasn't so strict that I felt that it ruined anything or whatever. We basically have to do what we wanted.
Okay. I'm wondering because I got my first official college booking in December in Mississippi. And supposedly, according to my new college agent, there are more ones coming in. Ooh. So As long as I make more money than I spent on that showcase, I think I'm okay. That's the goal.
Yeah, yeah. I will tell you, Johnny, since you don't do a lot of colleges, it's just a good general rule of thumb. Mm. When you get hired for it, the contract usually says squeaky clean.
Yes.
Just ask when you get there.
Yes.
Because a lot of times it's just like, oh, that's what we had to say, but we don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know, so I always just double check and ask, because more often than not, I've been able to just do my show, as opposed to having to do the, you know, the Brett doing a corporate at a church style show.
I can respect that.
I did, while Ryan was on stage, I went into his dressing room and I did take a poop.
Because I texted photo. I appreciate that.
From the shoulders up, it was not gross. It was just in the mirror, but.
Well, I mean, it was the shoulders up, but you had shit all over you.
It was a blowout to the neck.
Yeah, to the neck. You were just coated.
I mean, it was tasteful, though. I will say that.
It was tasteful. I would have gone to a public one, but I wanted to hear your set. And usually in those dressing rooms, they have a knob that you could turn up and hear it. So I did listen to your set while I was pooping, and it did help.
Did I laugh the shit right out of you?
That's true. I was shitting and giggling, literally. let's talk about songs to have sex to, guys.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to have sex with me?
You found us this link. And, with Brent, I'd prefer silence, actually.
Just cheeks clapping.
Yeah. I want it to be the entirety of WWF The Music Volume 2.
Oh, yeah.
Just that entire soundtrack.
If Whoa! You smell...
Well, it's a 6-inch.
Well, it's your fat hole.
Johnny, I made it
soft and hard.
I made it through the Undertaker entrance, and that's quite the feat.
Yeah.
Yeah. A WrestleMania entrance or his regular one?
Regular, of course.
Yeah.
We went from druids to fluids on that one.
Jesus Christ.
Oh man!
So this,
top 10.
Yeah, Philadelphia Inquirer. The headline says Taylor Swift's "Love Story," the song, is the most listened to song during intimacy. Survey says. So here's the top 10. I think this is from Spotify playlists, mm-hmm. curated. We'll do the top 10 starting from number 1.
Okay, do it.
Number 1, "Love Story" by Taylor Swift. 2, "Bad Romance," Lady Gaga. 3, "Just Dance" by Lady Gaga and Sad Girl. That's whoever I'm with, by the way.
Lana Del Rey.
Yeah.
Sad Girl, by the way.
I have no idea. Like, I know she's popular, but I've heard all this weird stuff about her that, like, she completely changed her gimmick up or something a couple years ago when her albums didn't sell or some shit.
Who are you talking about specifically?
Lana Del Rey.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay.
I did listen to some of her songs when I was working on this news story to write jokes, and they're all the ones I did listen to were very slow and kind of moody that I could see why somebody would want to F in the A to these.
Oh, okay. Yeah. In a soft but firm manner.
Yes. He's a good man and thorough.
And thorough.
Number 4, "Poker Face" by Lady Gaga. So if you're keeping score, that's 3 Lady Gaga songs.
Lady Gaga gets you wanting to fuck.
Mm-hmm. Number 5, "Smack Dat," Akon and Smooth Operator.
Sure.
Oh, well, Sade is the, that's so like their tied. By the way, when I worked at the radio station at college, it was a jazz station, so I would say, they'd just give us these artists to say on the radio, and I wouldn't know how to say their names, so I'd be like, "Coming up, Smooth Operator by Sade."
for about half a season in high school, I was the overhead announcer for baseball games.
Okay.
You know, just the coming to the plate, fart dodge or whatever. one of my favorite things to do, and I would never do it so far off where people would think I was being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Like on purpose, but the opposing teams, I would always get like a name just a little bit off. I like someone's last name would be Munster or something like that.
And Monster.
I'd be like, "It's Charlie Moonster."
You put a little stank on it.
Yeah, because you would always like that, like because you could see them like the parents of their kid. They're just, No, it's monster. Like they're yelling at the booth, and I'm just like,
hold on a second. Just, random fact, just because you said Munster, one of the fighters that I called this past weekend, his great grandfather was Grandpa Munster. Continue.
Al Lewis.
It was Al Lewis, and this guy's name is Keenan Lewis, pulled off a big upset, had an amazing fight. Continue.
Also, look at Al Lewis later in life. I mean, he was old on the show, but after he was Grandpa Munster, he kind of just stayed Grandpa Munster.
Really?
If you look at his look, there's no other way to look at him, but he'll just kind of dresses like Grandpa Munster after the fact.
Wow.
He had
a long life, 83 years old, something like that. Okay.
And I wouldn't say traditionally handsome either. I would say.
Oh, not by a long shot. No.
Unlike me.
You're traditionally spankable.
Yeah.
And also if you do like kind of smooth jazz type stuff, Sade is very good. I like her.
Oh yeah.
Sade. She's really good.
Sade.
So where are we at in this list?
Number six, Double Fantasy from the Weeknd featuring Future.
No idea what song that is.
You could like, I know who at least the Weeknd, but if you said the Weeknd featuring Future, I don't know what you just said to me.
Yeah. I know The Weeknd is. Future is one of the newer trash, like chopped and screwed mumble rappers. He's you can't understand a goddamn thing he says. He's terrible.
That's because you're old.
Yes, I am, and I'm okay with that.
Number seven, Dead to Me from I don't know who this is. Kali Yukis.
No, I don't know that one either.
Kali, and that's how I know I'm old, when I'm like, who are these people?
Yeah, Kali Yukis just sounds like something that a Street Fighter character yells.
Kali Yukis!
Kali Yukis!
We put on some Kali Yukis, which was the style at the time.
Yeah, it's like our old-timey exercises. I was out doing Kali Yukis.
Kali Yukis.
And she was climbing over that fence. Bam, boom, Kali Yukis. She was over that sumbitch. She farts like a turd. She farts
like a turd. I had to fart dodge because of that fart.
It was cheaper than what?
And the Kali-ukus. Number eight, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston. We could talk about all these after the fact, but number nine, Dream Girl from Croissant. I want to say croissant.
Croissant.
Yeah. Or everybody.
I mean, a woman covered in croissants is my dream girl.
Also tied for number nine, Everybody Loves Somebody from Dean Martin. And number 10, Frozen from Sabrina Claudio. And now, I don't know who that one is either.
That's not possibly like a song.
Let It Go.
Yeah.
No.
I do not think that is.
Let It Blow. No.
Let it Flow.
I looked up this song and I don't remember it, but I did look it up and I didn't hate it. So.
Well.
And that's just the top 10 according to people's Spotify lists.
In my humble opinion, this top 10 misses a lot of songs, including, you know, one of the top fornication songs of all time. Baby, please. Little more head.
See, I would have thought this would have been on the list. This is on. This might have been the song that Owen was
conceived to.
Yeah. Well, if Johnny would take
Johnny,
the cue,
stop.
Then I want to listen to my song next.
You know, only Ryan was queuing it up for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, just doing this, holding this up here.
Respect the two live crew, Ryan.
Genuine Pony.
Yeah,
of course.
Was this is this on your playlist, Ryan?
I don't know if I'll get yelled at or not because my wife listens to this podcast, but fuck it. So our running joke always was to just tell Alexa to play smooth jazz.
Uh-huh.
Just in general, just smooth jazz.
Sade.
Yeah, and then the running joke was because, like, every time that we're giving each other the business,
yeah, sexually,
we kick our sweet dog Maisie out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
So now we joke that she has PTSD every time she hears smooth jazz. like that, the end, because of the smooth jazz, that's why there's now another competing creature in this house.
Ryan,
yeah, that's, yeah.
If you want to fix that fear, play this romantic song for her.
Like Johnny, you're like the only person I know who like can pull out deep cuts from like 1980 stuff like that, and then you'll be like, "Who is Lady Gaga?"
Round, I get around you, yeah, get around, woo. Yeah, let's fuck. The Beach Boys are on.
Yeah,
it's the little old Lenny from Pasadena.
We got to talk about this list because Love Story from Taylor Swift, I've heard it, is not a sexy song at all.
No.
Also, Everybody Loves Somebody from Dean Martin. I want to fuck the way my grandparents did.
Yeah. Actually, there's a Josh Adam Myers who's a maniac, but you know, longtime friend. His thing now is I think he lives in New York. His whole entire act is crowd work and singing in his act or whatever, and he does the comedy jam. But he had a joke that
the goddamn comedy jam.
There you go. He had a joke that used to kill me, where he's like, you know, he's like, people like to fuck the music, but if you thought about it, like, people have been fucking. Can you imagine, like, back in the day, your grandparents are like, hey, put on that Benny Goodman, I'll suck your dick. Hey, oh man, it fucking killed me. It made me so mad. The joke was so funny.
Well, I did put in the chat right here, fellas. This is from Time Out, I assume, magazine. Is the 60 best songs ever made? 60 best sexy songs ever made.
Wow.
So I assume some of them are on this list, Jonathan.
Whoa, there's a song by Usher called Climax. Very straightforward there.
There's also a town in Georgia called Climax.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a thing that I'm going to be doing in about 30 minutes called Climax.
I think it's how Usher got the herpes. Too much climaxing.
Oh, boy.
The herp.
We got Sexual Healing from Marvin Gaye. That's number one. Wicked Game by Chris Isaac.
Imagine that guy singing Chris Isaac.
Oh my god.
What? Number three, Sex With Me by Rihanna. I don't know that one.
It's very subtle though.
Yeah. Climax by Usher.
Hey, no.
Pillow Talk by Zayn. And Zayn and the Membrane. Insane. Wicked Games by The Weeknd. Oh, we got The Weeknd making another appearance. Girl by The Internet featuring Kytranada. Yeah, that's a drug they give people. It's Kytranada.
Kytranopolis.
Swinging on a tire swing thanks to Kytranada.
Yeah, are you farting like a turd? Hi, Kytranada.
Here I am at Kytranada.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
There I am, man. Kytranada.
Number eight, Pyramids.
That's a fuck jam, by the way.
Yeah.
Hello, mother. Hello, father.
Oh, you got to finish it by the time the song's over.
Pyramids by Frank Ocean. The Sweetest Taboo.
By Sade.
Wow.
Adorned by Miguel. Some of these I don't even, if I'm like, if it's not my music, or if I'm just old, I don't know. Into You by Mazzy Star.
The three of us combined have not done a lot of fucking, so I don't think too many of these songs.
True, true. Yeah. Fade Into You is a great song, but I never associated it in my brain as being a fuck jam.
There's somebody that like used to like to have sex with like Arms of an Angel, and then it's just ruined.
I imagine it's been the old like a tell joke, the song that you lose your virginity to. I can still feel her beard.
Number 12, Three-Way by Teyana Taylor.
I don't know.
Streets by Doja Cat.
That's a specific type of love, by the way.
Lollipop by Lil Wayne. Shout out to that song, came out when I was in senior year of high school. Real G's move in silence like lasagna, to quote Lil Wayne.
Yeah, they sure do.
Feel Like Making Love by Roberta Flack. I'm sure we could also do Bad Company too there. Yeah. Pony, number 16 by Genuine.
Told you. There we go.
Bow. Criminal by Fiona Apple. Slow Motion by Juvenile. That was
Slow Motion with me.
That was actually me and producer wife's song we danced to at our wedding was Slow Motion by Juvenile.
at your Friday the 13th themed
get it right. Wedding. Get it right. I'm going to Love You Just a Little More, Baby, by Barry White. Have you guys ever heard the soundbite of Barry White trying to read a commercial?
No, is that like an outtake or something?
Yeah, and he keeps messing it up.
Oh, I will look it up right now. Continue on the list.
It's Barry White for Paul Quinn College. Love to Love You, Baby by Donna Summer. Do You Mind by The XX. That's by how the, I'm, I don't know if it's double X, which is, if I'm lucky, the size shirt that I wear.
That's what I tell people I wear when they want to give me a free shirt, and then I go buy a 3X that I can actually wear.
Ariana Grande with 34 plus 35. Do you know what that makes, Ryan?
69.
Nice.
Right. She wrote.
I'm math good.
She wrote that one with Pete Davidson. It's a classic.
Montero, Call Me By Your Name, Lil Nas. I just like that song anyway.
Mm.
And I like anytime he has a new thing out, he always ends up pissing a bunch of people off, which I love. Number 24, Jit Ami Moinan Plus.
I think you nailed it.
Serge Gainsbourg.
Serge Gainsbourg.
Miss You by the Rolling Stones. Go ahead, Johnny.
I was going to say, I got the Barry White if you're ready for it.
Yes, let's cue it up.
White, 9th and 10th. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, via an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Oh, shit. This is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Maybe Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. For the first fucking thing. To a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting a fucking spot, Tony.
Shit.
Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Saturday and Sunday. Shit. Hi, this is Barry White.
Shit.
This is me trying to get through voiceover.
Saturday and Sunday. May 8th, 9th, and 10th. And shit. Hi, this is Barry White.
I'm trying to cut a fucking spot, Tony.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournament. The first, second, and third round. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Barry White.
I don't know how long it goes, but
it's about 3 minutes, but that's pretty good.
I'm trying to cut a fucking spot, Tony. Shit.
Oh, anyways, we got Sexy MF by Prince. Then we got, this song gave us one of my favorite moments of all time on the Cafeteria Podcast, WAP by Cardi Bay and Megan the Stallion.
Megan the Stallion. There's two E's on it. You have to say it like Kermit the Frog. I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen. That's got to be for, it's not a song I'd put on to make fuck.
I think that's the way that you kind of subtly like let someone know. But basically, Usher plays that song when he fucks.
Let it burn. I'm on fire, baby.
Let it burn.
Use Me by Bill Withers. Friendly Skies, Missy Elliott featuring Genuine. I Just Want to Make Love to You by Etta James. I know Etta James, but I can't imagine that that really gets anybody going anymore.
My brain just shows how much of a Midwestern and Southern touring comic I've been. I was like, by Etta Mae? I don't want to fuck to Etta Mae.
I want to love y'all. Pull Up to the Bumper by Grace Jones. I feel like that's a fun song. That's a low key. Let's fuck. You got to pull up to the bumper. The Great Gig in the Sky by Pink Floyd. Who wrote this goddamn list? Jungle Fever by
the Shakas. Shakachas.
Shakachas.
Oh man, my Shakachas.
Sade. Video Phone by Beyonce. Untitled by D'Angelo. You guys remember that video?
I do. D'Angelo, man, he had two classic albums. Then he just fell off the wagon for about two decades.
What happened
probably
to him, Johnny?
He just had some demons, had some demons, and had some substance problems and whatnot. And I think he's okay now. I think he's kind of back. But like, yeah, he was naked in that video.
Man, that thing was spinning around, not his weenie, but the camera.
The helicopter
around it, and like I'm looking at, in my head he was more ripped than he actually is in the video, but he's still pretty ripped, and I'm sure there was many a bean flick to that song.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say,
including my own.
Yeah, what?
Pulp.
He made me fart like a turd, man. I'll tell you what.
Feeling called love, man.
I don't know.
It's F.E. It's all spelled weird, so I'm sure it was fun to say.
Some bullshit.
Lady Marmalade by LaBelle.
Marmalade.
Man, that when they redid that song.
I'm Barry White, Lady Marmalade.
Shit. Come on, Tony. I'm trying to say Lady Marmalade. I feel it coming by the weekend.
I said he also became Dusty Rhodes.
Shit.
Lady Marmalade, if you will.
Oh, I've dined with kings and queens, and I've slept in alleys eating pork and beans, baby.
Baby.
Number 39, I can feel it coming by the weekend. So I think, is that one or two he's had on this list?
Enough, yeah.
That's The Way Love Goes by Janet Jackson.
Yeah, very, very sexy song. Janet Jackson back in the day. Oh, Aaliyah as well, Rock the Boat. But that's very old song because she's been gone for a long time.
Lay It Down by Al Green.
Okay.
Fruition by The Dream.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
French Kiss. You don't know The Dream? He was a producer on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
French Kiss by Lil Louie.
Yeah. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
You got me feeling hard times, baby.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Hard times is when she says, put it to the bumper.
Now get over here and play with my pork and beans.
Then she sends you home and says, a vibrator just took your job, Daddy. That's hard times.
I love that song. It makes me want to stretch Helen.
When she's with you and you're trying to have your special time, and then she says, get over there and grab the batteries, and she kicks you in the butt.
A vibrator just took your job, Daddy. That's hard times.
I like hearing about this.
My wang is touching your wang. I'd rather be with you by Bootsy Collins. Mm-hmm. I know that's not his real name, but I love Bootsy just is a great name.
Yeah, I love a human who just walks around confidently with a cat's name.
Bootsy
was the guy from Groove Is in the Heart. That guy.
He's from Parliament Funkadelic, is he not?
Well, of course, yes.
That's the only Parliament I recognize is Funkadelic.
No, because you love your Virginia Slims. You don't smoke Parliaments.
That's true. I've come a long way, baby, okay?
Yeah, fought like a turd.
Body Party by Sierra. I'd have never heard that, Sierra.
I haven't either, but she's Russell Wilson. Not Russell Wilson. Yeah.
Yeah.
The quarterback's Wilson. Husband, yes.
Yeah.
Wife, whatever, fuck it.
Closer by Nine Inch Nails.
That's creepy as shit. That's a creepy song.
Well, I will say it's a pretty sexy song, depending on your mentality, though. I want to fuck you like an animal. All right.
All right.
Justify My Love by Madonna. I think there's 60 of these, so I think we're I Touch Myself by...
I was going to say, so much old Madonna is fantastic that it makes me sad what a crazy bitch she is now. Some of those songs, like those 80s Madonna songs hit. They still hit pretty
hard. She's always been crazy, though.
Yeah. But, like, it somehow, like, seems weirder and sadder when she's, like, 60-something.
Yeah. But remember, like, 20 years ago, or 25, she developed, like, a British accent for no good goddamn reason? You know what? I mean? Like, she's kind of crazy. Anyway.
There was a news story within the past 2 or 3 months where her show in New York was supposed to start at, whatever, 7, 8, whatever, and she showed up at 11 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
It was the middle of the week. Just, you got to look at your audience, man. That's a late start for a youngin' like me, you know?
Yeah, for a young, supple being like Brent.
I'm supple.
Her and Lauryn Hill showing up like 3-4 hours later. Anyways, I Touch Myself.
He's no George Jones. He's called No Show for a reason. Mm. I Touch Myself by the Divinyls.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Vinylis. No?
I gave her Divinylis.
Oh, man. Got a bag. My stomach hurts. I got Divinylis.
I know you went down on him, but did you reciprocate or did he reciprocate? Yeah, he gave me Divinylis. Red Light Special by TLC.
Oh, that's a dope ass song right there.
Hello by Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Ooh La La by Goldfrapp.
Got Goldfrapp.
That sounds like something you get at Starbucks. Give me a Goldfrapp.
Yeah, more like Goldfap. Am I right?
No Diggity by Blackstreet featuring Dr. Dre.
I will say, back in the day, that song was on the playlist.
I want to bag it up, man.
Yeah, Johnny, you and whoever you're with, I was going to say producer Ma, but she might not know some of these songs. But you ever say to yourself, let's have an old school bang. Let's pull up the old playlist.
We don't have that. Nope.
I would imagine, and I don't want to pry too deep into your personal sexy life, Johnny. But I would imagine a lot of potential sexy time is just Amal saying, I don't want to listen to Weirdo. why are we? No, dun, I don't want.
Another
don't
one
want
rides a bus.
And you're like, dun, dun, dun. Another one rides
a bus. Riding a bus in the boulevard and a place with a bird attack. Yeah.
I don't want to pry too much, Johnny, but I'll go. Howard Stern here, and she shaved down that. No, I just watched the documentary. I was telling Ryan about the Howard Stern documentary I just watched. It was him and Opie and Anthony, and the crazy shit that they were saying to each other, like a radio feud. Like, you know, Johnny, do you know Man Cow from Chicago?
I know who I know of him. Yeah,
yeah, he's like a radio DJ, but like I guess
I would say Johnny probably knows Man Cow because, like, weirdly, I think Mankow had a pay-per-view WCW pay-per-view match with, like, Jimmy Hart or something like that. They did some kind of weird feud during the WCW time where and Mankow was, like, he was big. Like it's hard to say someone's not a big deal because, like, Chicago's a big market,
yeah,
and he was syndicated. But, like, he wasn't big enough that anyone gave a shit to watch him wrestle on a WCW pay-per-view.
Well, the feud, it turned into pro wrestling because the feud was between Mankow and Howard Stern. He'd be syndicated, so then he would go at the number one in whatever market. So he, like, conquered the Philly market, and I think it was Philly, he made the guy's wife leave him, and then she came on his show and talked about how he was bad at sex and all that stuff.
Wow.
And then with Mankow, his dad, he would have a countdown to when Mankow's dad was going to die of cancer. And then he's like, I'll dig your dad up, Mankow. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ.
I just remember Gary Delabate would always go, can you take your top off?
Can you take your top off?
Anyways, let's hurry. We got to go. I'll make love to you, boys, the men. We've all done it.
When You're Smiling and Astride Me by Father John Misty. I know him, but I don't know that song.
That's very creepy. Yes.
Do Right Woman, Do Right Man by Urethra Franklin.
Okay. Urethra Franklin.
I Feel You by Depeche Mode. Freak Me by Silk.
Oh, yeah.
Not the Shock. Is that the Shaka?
No, I think it's just Silk.
No, not Silk the Shocker. No.
I Can Tell by 504 Boys. I Want Your Sex by George Michael, and that was number 60.
Freedom. Oh, wrong song.
I think it was a missed opportunity for this list not to go to 69, though.
Nice.
Let's be honest. Yeah,
did we even have Lady Gaga on this list at all?
I don't think so.
You think there'd be some overlap?
No, I don't think there was any overlap.
I will say this is a podcast that you can make love to.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. You need two podcasts, one to eat and one to fuck to. And this is the one, the Patreon. And when you sign up at patreon.com/cafeteriapod, that's the one to eat.
As anything, this is one, sex doll, if you fuck it.
The main episode, it's the one to fuck.
Speaking of it.
I want you to fuck me hard all the way till they get to the dusty roads of oppression.
Oh, this episode's 51 minutes. We got some work ahead of us.
Go ahead, Johnny. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to tell Ryan to tell people about his own shit.
I'm going to read the patrons first, Johnny.
Oh, yeah, do that.
I know you have things to do. You have to go hang out with your family that loves you and whatever. But, like, yep. We have business to do.
I do.
We got to talk about our lovely patrons, patreon.com/CavityPod. Every week you get at least a free bonus episode for joining. We do some extra special things there. We need to do a watch-along at some point. We haven't done one of those in a while. I think we should do a hot little watch-along. And then you also get to have your dirty SOB name read every week, just like Mikey3D. Risk Inverse, Little Jesse, Ryan, International Man of Mystery. He changed it. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. The Gingerbeard Man, Sarah Cazzini, Misty Young, Kermit Paddock. My thing's not scrolling. Christina Downey. Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema. Craig Monroe, Nicole, Josh Hughes, TC Libby, Prafro, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Matthew Malin, if you will. The Cafeteria Tag Team Champions, Jason, the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and Mike Mad River Madman Haas, Bronwyn, Devon Shia, the lady.
I think Bronwyn's actually their valet. She manages them.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Good to know. Tom Springs, a.k.a. Dub Boss, Bart, Chris Happy, JR, and Throbbin.
I cream pied her.
Not Robin.
Real quick, not before that I wouldn't. You guys put yourselves over. Amanda commented on last week's episode. Amanda here, reporting from the fuck off table. She says, "Yes, Ryan, I will be coming with Lysandra Bad Knee to see you in Little Rock, and we will come by to say hi. Bring 2XX Club Nub shirts if you got them. Shut the fuck up, Johnny. Sure. We're bigger gals." And she spelled Johnny IE. All right, I'll take it. It's only fair because we got emotional support koozies from Brent last time around. So there we go.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's right. Ryan, put yourself over.
Come to my shows, man. Just fucking do it. It's cripplethreat.com and Dayton, the 12th through the 13th of this month, being April. It's no April Fool's joke. It's April Fool's. We didn't even fucking mention it. That's how serious our podcast is. Mm-hmm. April 20th, I'm at the Bear River Casino Resort in Loleta, California. That is with Doug Benson and Bobcat Goldthwaite. May 4th, I'm at the Wagon Wheel Center for the Arts in Warsaw, Indiana. May 30th through June 1st, Looney Bin in Tulsa. Following week, the 6th to the 8th, the Looney Bin in Little Rock. Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania on June 22nd. Working on more stuff for the rest of the year. You're going to want to see my nuts. I don't know. What was the phrase for that?
Fart like a turd?
Fart like a turd. If there's a city you want me to go to, let's say, for instance, you hate your mayor, I'll perform there, and that mayor problem will be taken care of.
Ryan, the assassin, Knee Miller. Yeah. BrentComedy.com this week. Just hit newsstands, and by that I mean on your podcast apps. It's they're coming to get you. We're continuing our remake season. We just did Dawn of the Dead featuring Ving Rhames. We have the meats. Coming up, we're going to do Invasion of the Body Snatchers and the Amityville Horror featuring a shirtless Ryan Reynolds.
Hell yeah.
May 3 and 4, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, and the 16th through the 18th in May at the Comedy Castle in Royal Oak, Michigan.
And let's see, Lakeland, Florida, April 12th, big MMA event happening. So that's for anyone who lives near Lakeland, Florida, like Thrasha Nash, and if she wants to come out and see some fights. Other than that, watch my special on the YouTube, Saudi Stepdad. It has now, as of today, been accepted into 9 different film festivals, and pretty excited about that. That's always nice. Other than that, that's all we got. So, ladies and gentlemen, and as always...
Hard times is when she brings in another man and says, sit in a corner in that chair, baby. That's hard times.
And I gotta listen to the Cafeteria Podcast, because that's the only way I know how to be cucking.
Yeah, stretcher daddy.